Okay, so we're on Daf Ayin Zion today. So if you remember, just to recap a little bit from yesterday, so the Mishnah said that Ammoni and Moavi are never allowed to come to Kala. It means an Ammoni and Moavi can convert to Judaism, but they can't marry anybody else in Klal Yisrael. They can marry, according to the mainstream thinking, a Ger, a Gioret, but they can't marry a mainstream Jew. But the females are allowed to marry. The females could. So if a Moaviyah converts, she can marry whoever she wants. And the Ammonite converts, she can do whatever she wants. So in yesterday's Gemara, the Gemara mentioned an incident with Shaul HaMelech and David. And to cut to the chase, the way the Gemara takes it is that Shaul, he was dressing David in his armor, and he saw that the armor was miraculously to David's height, even though Shaul was the tallest, but it worked out well. So he asked, who's this fellow? And he says, is he from Peretz or Zerach? He thought that like he has kingly aspirations. So he's from Peretz, then he's going to be a king. If he's from Zerach, then he's just going to be chashuv. So then the Gemara says, I'll begin 8 lines from the bottom. And Ayin Vavim Beis, Amalei Da'ika Adomi. So Da'ika Adomi said, who in love. He says, again, the three people are Shaul. You have Avner, who Shaul was speaking with, and Da'ika Adomi was a big Talmid Chacham. He said, well, you're asking if he's appropriate to be a king or not. You should ask, is he permitted to intermarry within the rest of Klal Yisrael? So my Tam and the Ka'akim Rut HaMoaviyah, that David HaMelech is the descendant of Rut HaMoaviyah. So again, we said that a Moabi is never allowed to intermarry in Klal Yisrael. So Amar LeAvner, so Avner said to Doeg, Tanina, we learn in the Brisa, Amoni v'lo Amoni, Moabi v'lo Moabi, that indeed a Moaviyah could intermarry with a Klal Yisrael. Means she converts, but she can marry. So the Gemara says, so Doeg says back, Elamiyata Mamzer Vilomamzeret. So what are you going to say by a Mamzer? The Torah says in male form, with the mitzvahs in Torah, are you given in the masculine? It says, Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. So what are you going to say? Only a Mamzer can marry, but a Mamzer could? So the Gemara says, Mamzer K'tiv Mumzar. That's different. It says, Mamzer Mumzar means that there is a blemish in the person. And then he said, we're on Ayin Vavim Beis, and I'll give a synopsis in a minute. We're 6 lines from the bottom on Ayin Vavim Beis. The Gemara says, so he says, Mitzri below Mitzri. So he says, so what are you going to say? That only a Mitzri is prohibited from marrying Klal Yisrael, but a Mitzri could? So Shani Hakha, the Mefarish Tam HaDikra. So he says, here it's different. This is what Avner is saying, because it says, Al Shir Lo Kinur Kam Balechem of Amayim, Dark Shalish the Kadeim, below Dark Shalish Al Kadeim. So Avner is saying that from the Psukim, it's logical to assume that the prohibition against a Moabim or a Moabiyah in Klal Yisrael, we're talking about marrying Klal Yisrael, should only apply to the Moabi and not to the Moabiyah. Because the reason the Torah says they can't intermarry is Al Shir Lo Kinur Kam Balechem of Amayim. They didn't bring you bread and water when you left Egypt. So he says, dark, there's 5 lines at the bottom, and I involve a base, dark, the man usually goes out, the woman doesn't go out. So Doeg said, this is, what does that mean? So the men could bring the food to the men, the women could bring the food to the women. So we're talking about David HaMelech. And Doeg was making the argument that, is he even allowed to come to enter the Kahal because he's the descendant of Rut HaMoaviyah? So Avner said, it's a Moavi below Moavit. In other words, Moaviyah is not a problem. So Doeg was saying, so what? Why should that be the case? We could say that it's even the man, even the women, man, even the women, even the women. So that's his argument. So 3 lines to the bottom. So it says Ishtik. So Avner was silent. Avner was silent when he heard Doeg's arguments. So the Gemara says Miad by Yomer Melech Shaal Ata Ben Mize Ha'alim. So immediately the king Shaul said, "I want you to inquire Ben Mize Ha'alim. Who is he? What's his genealogy?" So hatam karli na'ar, hach karli alam. So elam. So in the pasuk before, he calls David a na'ar. In this pasuk, he calls him an elam. So an elam means like a young man. We're two lines from the bottom, and I'm above the base, 76b, two lines from the bottom. So he says, hachi ka'amar lei. This is what Shaul was saying to him, halacha anit alma mimcha. In other words, apparently the halacha is hidden from you. You're trying to figure out, is, you know, a Moabite allowed to come and claw Israel? Say you shall be managed. So I think the best etza is, in other words, he's saying elam is nit alma, like hidden. In other words, something that he changes the language. So you see, I see the halacha is hidden from you. So I think a good etza, you should go to the base medrash and ask the halacha, which is a nice, if you take nothing else from today's daf yomi, that's a good etza. You don't know the halacha, you go to the base medrash. You don't read, you know, some Jewish newspaper, you know, call a friend. You know, you go to the base medrash, you find a Talmud Chacham, and say, what's the halacha in this case? So he says, Sha'al, so Abner goes to the base medrash, so Amrulai, they said to him, Amoni b'lo Amoni, Moabi b'lo Moabi, just the way Abner had assumed originally. The prohibition is only on the men, not on the women. So top line on Ayin Zayin Manal, Akhilei Doeg Kulhani Kushita. So Doeg asked the people in the base matter same questions that he propounded to Avner. So Ishtiku. So they didn't have a response to him. He said, you remember, the marshal of Kibunu Kamalachma Mayim, so maybe the men could bring to the men, the women to the women. So they should be in the prohibition. So by Lafruzi. So Doeg wanted to make a hakraza that David HaMelech can't come. He wasn't a Melech yet, but David's Asher B'Kahal. Yad, so immediately somebody interjects, and the Gemara is going to explain, and the Gemara quotes this pasuk. Ba'amasa be'ish u'shmo Yitra ha'Yisraeli, asher ba'el Abigal, to be bat Nachash. So Amasa is the son of someone, his father's name was Yitra, asher ba'el Abigal bat Nachash. Abigal was David HaMelech's sister. So David HaMelech married a woman named Abigail. This is Abigail, and elsewhere she's called Abigail, but Abigail bat Nachash, Yishai is called Nachash, because Yishai is one of four people who died be'et Yoshel Nachash, because it's the sin of Adam HaRishon. Uchtiv, this is another pasuk in Dibrei Yamim, Yeter HaYishmaelim. So here, in Shmuel Beit, he's called Yitra HaYisraeli. And in Dibrei Yamim, he's called Yeter HaYishmaeli. So he says, Amarava, Lamesha Fagarkar Gablo Ki Ishmael, that he, Yeter, he like girded himself like Ishmael, like an Arab, but Amar, Kumishan Ishmael, Lakazuki, Doctor Bakarib, says whoever doesn't listen to this halakha should be, you know, pierced by a sword. Kakmukulani Beidino Shashmuel Haramati, I have a Masorah from the Bezdin of Shmuel Haramati, that means the Nabi Shmuel, Shmuel was alive at that time. Amoni v'lo Amoni, Moavi v'lo Moavi. So he's saying, and we'll talk about this shortly, that it's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that the prohibition is only on the males and not on the female. So Umim Haman, the Gemara said, would he even be believed to make such a statement? So in other words, they're having this discussion, and Doeg wants to be makris that David HaMelech is Asur Bekal, because he's the descendant of a Moabiyah. So then Yeter interjects and says, I know there's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai from Bezdin of Shmuel that it's only the males and not the females. So the Gemara says, Umim Haman, would he even be believed to make such a statement? But Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav. Rabbi Abba says the name of Rav. Kol Tanu Chacham Shemora Halacha Uba in Kodemasa Amar Rav Shomim Bo. If a person, Tanu Chacham, announces the Halacha, which seems novel to us, so if he makes it before the incident comes before the Bezdin, we believe him. Otherwise, if the incident comes first, and then he says, oh, by the way, there's a Halacha, we wouldn't listen to it. So here, the Halacha came up, and then he says, the Halacha Moshe Sinai. So the Gemara says, Shani Hacha da Shmuel Beitino Kayam. So the Gemara says, in this case is different. He's quoting a Masorah from Shmuel and Bezdin. And Shmuel and Bezdin, they're still alive. So you wouldn't say anything wrong because we'll just check up with Shmuel. So Mikomakom Kasha. So the Gemara says that at the end of the day, the Pesukim are difficult. How do we resolve the question that Doeg had propounded? Again, Doeg said, the Pasuk says, why can't the Amonim and Moabim, if they convert, why can't they marry in the rest of Klal Yisrael? Because they didn't bring you bread and water. So Abner said, well, the women don't go out. But Doeg said, the women go to the men, the women go to the women. So Hapa Targimo here in Babel, the form we sense the Bach is a little bit differently. called Kvuda Bat Melech Panima. In other words, like a from woman stays at home. She doesn't go out all over the place. In other words, like the kavod of a princess is on the inside. This is the Ma'arava Amri, and Eretz they say, the came of Yitzchak, Amar Kra, by Yimui Lava Yisra Yitzchak Gomer. So it's the same idea by Avraham. The Malachim say to Avraham, where's Sarah Yishtecha? By Yomer Hineva Oel. He's in the tent. And it teaches you that, you know, if you look at Rashi, the fourth white line from the top, Hineva Oel, the Ainger Isha, let's take me beta. A woman, she stays more hidden. Okay. So, all right, I'm going to pause for a second. So let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So again, just to repeat. So the Mishnah in yesterday's daf taught us that there's a prohibition in the Torah. It says, Lo yavo amoni u'moabi b'kal Hashem ad olam. And amoni and a moabi can never enter the kahal Hashem. It means they can convert to Judaism, but they can't marry the rest of the Jews. You know, they can marry a Gioret, but they can't, and they can marry other, you know, amoni or moabim, but they can't marry the rest of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara had a drasha. It's only an Ammoni and a Moabi, not an Ammonite or a Moabite. Only the male, not the female. So that's one drasha. It says, Lo yavo Ammoni u Moabi. And then the Gemara said, so this is, Doeg said, what about a Mamzer? You know, it says, Lo yavo Mamzer. You can say only a male Mamzer can't marry, but a Mamzer could. So Avner said, but a Mamzer is like, Mumzar, like something wrong, like genealogically with the person, so that's different. And then he said, what about Mitzri below Mitzri? He says, so what the Egyptian, the way the Tanakhama holds, is both a male and a female Mitzri is not allowed to intermarry. So then Avner says, but the Pasuk says, Ashilokun mun kambalakum umayim. So it's Derek Ish Lakadim. It's a great way of a man to greet people with food, not Derek of an Isha. So Doeg said, what do you mean? The men can greet the men and the women the women. And then, to make a long story short, Yeter HaYisraeli, which is also called Yeter Yishmaeli, he said that there's, I know a halakha Moshe Sinai from the Beis Din of Shmuel, that indeed the halakha is only an Ammoni and a Moabit, and a Moabit and a Moabit. Okay, but that's the way the Gemara is up till now. All right, what's up, Rafi? Yeah, first of all, that was not known to Shaul and to Abner. In other words, they're having a conversation about David and Malach. That was not known to people what happened with Shmuel with David, that they didn't know about. Okay. What else? What's up?
I mean, with the whole idea that the more brave women were a little more modest.
It means the Torah is saying like the proper values. In other words, I got it. But the Torah is saying like that they didn't come out. In other words, the Torah doesn't expect them to do Aveiro. The Torah expects them to behave in a Derek Eretz way. So it says that I'm holding you responsible for doing X. So when the Torah says, Al-Dabar Shtol Kunu Kim Alech Mamayim, Torah is indicting the men, not indicting the women. That's what the Gemara is saying. Okay, now let me do a little piece here from the Brisker. Quickly, Aaron Moshe, very quickly. Scream. It's hard to hear you scream.
There's a famous Vilna Gaon on this piece, in where he quotes the Psukim in Tehillim. He says, Sarim Redefuni Chinam in Midvarecho Pachat Libi, that from your leaders were running after me, and Midbarvecha from Torah Shepiksav, Pachat Levi, my heart fluttered. But on Torah Shebal Peh, that saved me. That made me a roi to be Malchus.
Okay. All right. So now let me say this piece from the Brisker Rav. So I'll make this really short. So the Brisker Rav says that that when it comes to like the Shloshes Rei Midot, so people can argue about it, like you have a Kal V'Chomer and things like that. So I can argue how to darshan the Pesukim. That's what they're arguing. Avner says one way, and Doeg says another way. But once he says there's a halacha of Moshe Sinai, it means they didn't know there was a halacha of Moshe Sinai, then that's the end of the conversation. with halacha l'moshe Messina, we have the Psora a certain way. So with this, the Braska Rab explains is a conversation in Megillah Rut, which we're going to lay in another 2 weeks on Shavuot. So if you remember the Goel, like the relative who, you know, was supposed to marry Rut, says, I can't marry her. I'm afraid I'm going to destroy my family. So means that, so the Braska Rab explains that he knew that right now they were paskening Moabi below Moabi. Well, it was right now, here we are, we're in the time of Rut and time of Boaz. I know Boaz interprets it this way, and I know that that's the way we're interpreting it, but I'm afraid that a later Bezdin will come along and interpret it differently, and then my progeny will be judged to be, you know, Suleikal. I don't want to do this. I'm going to get involved. It means that he was not aware of the Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. But that's the whole piece with that. Okay, I got to keep moving. We have a big daf today and little time. Okay, so let me keep moving. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So we're around, 15 lines down in Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Kitanai. This is, you know, follows the Machloka Tanayim. Amoni b'lo amoni b'lo amoni b'lo amoni b'lo Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, just the way we said it, it's only the males. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it's explaining to tonight what the reason is, I should say. In other words, we have two possible reasons why only the males and not the females. So the first is, I'm going to darshan the words. I'm going to be moni, moabi, moabi. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I'm going to Shimon who knows Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the bar shalokim murachem, alechem lamayim. Because they didn't, you know, greet you with bread and water. Darko shalish the kibbeh mechuli. The men usually go out, not the women. Okay, showing. Okay, now, darash rabba, my defeat, be taught to the say right. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that we say on a halal, and again, we're going to have this, you know, if you can remember these things, it's nice. I wish I could remember the bowl, like when I leaned and things like this, the word daven. So when you hear Megillat Rut, you'll hear about Penashtit and Nachlati, you should think of this Gemara. And then when you say halal, you hear the word, be taught to the say right. And you have the Tabin Amatecha, be taught to the say right. David Melech says, you've like loosened my yoke. So he says, my yoke straps, most say right, plural, you loosen my yoke straps. So Amar David Lemay Kadosh Baruch Hu, David said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, we go to Shalom, Shnei Mosor Shayu Alai, he talked them. There was two yoke straps that were like, you know, weighing down on me, you loosened them. That's Rut HaMoaviyah, B'Nama HaAmoni. In other words, I am a descendant of Rut HaMoaviyah, so it's nice, you know, I'm grateful to you, Hashem, that you permit that, so now I have no problems. B'Nama HaAmoni. My grandson, Rechavam, he married Nama HaAmonit, and that's also like one of the progenitors for the Malkut Beit David. Darish Rav, so that's Pitach to the Mosei Ra, you loosen my yoke straps, and it was those two yokes. Darish Rav, my Dathiv, again, another Pasuk in Tehillim, and Tehillim is from David HaMelech. I mean, the Gemara learns different people wrote Tehillim, but these Pesukim were assuming David HaMelech wrote. My Dathiv, Rabot Asita Atah Hashem Elokai, Vefotech Mafotecha Eilenu, that your wonders and your thoughts relate to us. Eli lo ne'amar elein, to us. Rechavam, Shlomo Melech's son. So Rechavam was sitting in David Melech's lap. Amar lo, and David Melech said to his grandson, Rechavam, alai v'alecha ne'amu shtei mikrot alalu. Concerning myself and yourself, these two psukim were said. I mean, the two psukim are, the each one that it's alluding to the fact that it's only the males and not the females. One is what we had it earlier. One is Amoni b'lo Amoni b'lo b'lo Amoni. That's one pasuk, and the other is the Barshel Kudakam Alechem Amayim. So those are the psukim that relate to, you know, that our lineage is okay. Okay. Now Darish Rava, my Dichtiv Azamarti Nevatim Gilat Sefer Ketuv Alai. Again, another pasuk from Tehillim with David Melech, and I said, like, I came, but I seen the Megillat Sefer was already written about me. Amar David, ani amarti atabati. I thought, you know, what does Rashi say here? Ani amarti, right, if you look at the 10th narrow line in Rashi from the top, v'shashem shachti atabati l'gedula, mikro paskul l'gedula zu. In other words, when I was anointed by Shmuel, whoever just mentioned just now, I thought now I'm coming to Gedula, and they just, you know, recently decided that I have this Gedula. I didn't realize that this is written about me already in time of David Avram Avin. He says back in the Gemara, something about Stom and Amora. So he says, He says the Malachim say to Lot, take your wife and your two daughters, Hanimtsaot, who are found here. He says, Matsati David Abdi. And there's a pasuk also in Tehillim. Like I found Matsati David Abdi. So Matsati, in other words, an allusion to, you know, David Amela with the two daughters of Lot. We know the two daughters of Lot are like the progenitors of Ammon and Moab. Okay, so in other words, that's alluding to the fact that he would have two. That's what the Gemara takes it. Okay, all right. I'm going to pause for 30 seconds. I'm going to move on. Okay, who's your questions, comments, close? Let me give you so far. Okay, vacation's over. Now back to the Gemara. Now, Amar Ula, I'm going to be Yochanan. The Ula says I'm going to be Yochanan, but here I want to share lacuna. We think right now he means that if you have an Ammoni and a Moabi that were married, and then they convert to Judaism, and then she conceives, that the offspring is Kshera Lakuna, that the daughter is Kasher to marry a Kohen. And that fits in, we said that even, you know, even, the, now again, the a Kohen cannot marry a Yoret, but this daughter was conceived in Kedusha, so that's what we think it means. Somebody, Rabba bar Ula Ula. So Rabba, the son of Ula, says to Ula, so it sounds like his son. So the son says to him, come on, according to who were you making this statement? So this is referring to a Mishnah in the Sechet Kiddushin on Daf Ayin Zayin. In Kiddushin, so over there the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda says, but Geir Zachar, the daughter of a convert, in other words, the daughter of a convert can never marry a Kohen. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. But Geir Zachar, but Halal Zachar, the daughter of a male convert is like the daughter of a Halal. Halal is like the union from, let's say, Kohen and a Grush would be Halal, and so his offspring would be Halal as well. He says, so it means that wouldn't work. So according to that Tana, it's not just an Ammoni, and the daughter of a convert can't marry a Kohen. The Ik Rabbi Yossi, Shita, and if it's Rabbi Yossi, Shita, that it's permissible. Ha'amar, Afger Shnasa Gioret, it's Okshir Lakuna. He says, Ger marries a Gioret. So the daughter is Kshir Lakuna. There was a daughter we don't assume to be, there was a Gioret can't marry a Kohen, but the daughter of a Ger and a Gioret could. So what are you putting in the halakha? Rabbi Yochanan, what is Rabbi Yochanan? In other words, either way, I have these two tanaim. So one tana seems to permit it, one doesn't permit it. So what is Rabbi Yochanan funny? So the chitema, so maybe I would have thought, like, maybe you'll say like this, that within Rabbi Yossi, who is the more lenient opinion, I would have thought, maybe Rabbi Yossi, when he said, Gershna's like Yoret, Bitok Sher the Kahuna, he means, yeah, the people, the Ger and the Yoret, they were Ruid Lebob Kahal. Well, hi, Ding Ruilabov Kahal. Look, but this, you know, Shidduch with the Ammoni and the Moabi, they're not Ruilabov really Kahal, or he's at least not Ruilabov Kahal, maybe not. So, therefore, I would have thought that the offspring cannot marry Kohen, so Kamashlan, that Rabbi Yochanan's teaching is permissible. So, Manali, where would I have learned such a halakha that that's not permissible? So, this is just like in the Habamina. It says, the Yalish me Kohen Gadol Almana. So, we learn it from the union between a Kohen Gadol and Almana. Kohen Gadol Almana. So the daughter would be prohibited from marrying Kohen. He says, Malakoni Dobamana Shkin Yatoba Aveira. But there's an Aveira that's being done. Here, the Ammoni, the Moabi, they didn't do an Aveira, they converted Judaism, and then they had a child. So what? That's not the same as a daughter of an Alman and the Kohen Gadol. So Halal Yochia. So Halal proved the Halal is the result of a illicit union. But when the Halal marries, his daughter is also prohibited from marrying Kohen, even though he didn't do an Aveira. Malakalash can you see a toba there? Yeah, but the halal, his conception was Baveira. So Kohen Gadol Yochi, the Kohen Gadol proved his conception was not Baveira, and yet his offspring prohibited. Because we didn't Lorizek, and Sarfishman, Shainabarov Kahal, means each one has a flaw. That's the Kohen Gadol with the Amana and the Halal, Uvito Psula, Afkan Shainabarov Kahal, so too with the Ammoni Moabit, that, you know, the flaw is they can't marry, or he can't marry in the Kal Yisrael, Uvito Psula. That's what I would have thought. So but there's still a flaw in that line of argument, because on one side of the equation, the things we're comparing it to, which are the halal and the kohen gadol amana, there's an aveira on that side of the equation. There's either an aveira with the amana marrying kohen gadol aveira, or a halal, his parents committed an aveira. The ammoni, he didn't do anything. He had this ammoni, and they converged, and they had a child. There's no aveira on that side of the equation. So I would not think to necessarily learn anything from that. So then this is Rabbi Bar Ula says to his father, Dilma, and take out the word Badai. Dilma, but Amonishna Sabat Yisrael Kamar. Maybe the halacha you said, and it doesn't sound like the father was disagreeing with any of this. He says, Dilma, but Amunishna Sabat Yisrael Kamar. Maybe you're talking about a different case where the father was a ger amuni, and he, against halacha, married a bat Yisrael. So in other words, he had a ger amuni that violated halacha and married a bat Yisrael, and they had a daughter. And maybe that's the halacha you put in the name of Yochanan, that daughter can marry into Sheva Kuhuna. Afaka b'yatoba aveira b'tok shera. But even though it was an aveira, you know, with the conception, but she's still allowed to marry in a kohen. So Amar Lei in, he says, absolutely, that's exactly the way I heard the halakha. You figured it out, son. And that's the halakha I was saying. It says, the chi'ata rabin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the case of him says, according to the arsh, we'll take out Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I'm going to have it in a minute. The rabbi came from Israel. It says, Bakir Amoni, who bought mitzri sheni. Means, if you have the daughter, the same case, a ger amoni married a bat Yisrael, or a mitzri sheni means the second generation. In other words, his father was the ger, and he's the second generation of mitzri, and he married a bat Yisrael. But both of those unions are prohibited, but they violated halacha. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Keh. Rabbi Yochanan says the daughter can marry kuna. Reish Lakish Amar Pesul. Reish Lakish says can't. So that corroborates what we said before, that that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a ger amoni marrying a bas Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says that the daughter can marry kuna. Reish Lakish Amar Pesula says she's psula to marry a kohen. Why? He compares it to a kohen gadol b'almana. Kohen gadol b'almana, so it's a prohibited union, and the offspring cannot marry kuhuna. So to here, I have a prohibited union, the offspring can't marry sheva kuhuna. And Yochanan or Mark Sheva. Yochanan says, no, in Akinami, she can marry a kohen. The tiny Rabbi Zakkai coming to Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're going to prove it, because Rabbi Zakkai taught the following braisa before Rabbi Yochanan. Now, again, we're trying to prove that Rabbi Yochanan is going to be based on a Tana. He holds that if a ger aboni marries a bat Yisrael, even though it's against halacha, that the daughter can marry a kohen.
Yeah, when he converted.
Say again, what?
Yeah,
he converted to Judaism, but and he's not that married to, but he did marry a bat Yisrael. The daughter can marry a kohen according to Rabbi Yochanan. It says the Tani Rabbi Zakkai coming to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zakkai taught the following brayse before Rabbi Yochanan. He and betulam yamav yikach isha. He says, this is talking about the Kohen Gadol, has to marry a Betula. He says, La vi giyoret mikana shikshira lakuna, including a giyoret mikana. Giyoret mikana means like her whole background. Kana means her foundation. Means even if both her parents were gerim from, in other words, Rashi says that let's say the father was a ger amoni and the mother was a ger amoni, but the daughter can marry the kuna. But Amar Lei, and Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Zakkai, who had quoted that price, Anishona, I learned a different price. I have a different price that says, Amav Me'amav. It could have said, Kim Betulat Amav, it could have said. Instead it says, Betula Me'amav. La vi Betula haba amishnei amamin. To bring a Betula that comes from two amamin. So here he's learning a Mishnayamin. That he means that if it's a Bas Yisrael and a Amoni, that's what he's doing, two Amoni. In other words, sort of like a mixed marriage. In other words, I hold even more than you said. In other words, you're teaching that if both parents were, you know, Amoni Gerim, that the daughter could marry a Kohen Gadol. I say even more, that if the father was a Ger Amoni and the mother was a Bas Yisrael, she could marry the Kuhuna. He says, you're saying only Yor Mikana. I think there's more, you know, there's more ground to cut here. So Maishne Amamin, what does it mean to Amin? Ilema Amonisha Samonid. So what did he mean Mishne Amin? I already told you, but what does he mean Shne Amin? He says he taught a Braisa the Betula Ba'amishne Amin. So he says, Ilema Amonisha Samonid, where both parents were, you know, Amoni converts, the Maishne Amin is Karmasuruna Kiva Mutarot. Maybe it's like within that nation, there's a different halacha for the men and the women. That's what it means. Hainu giyort mikana, but that would be the same as the earlier case. Okay, the earlier case, giyort mikana, both parents were converts. And here I have Mishnei Amin with the Amoni. It says, Ela ba'amonish nasabat Israel. So Rabbi Yochanan was quoting a different braisa that says if the father is a ger Amoni and the mother is a bas Israel, that the daughter can marry a Kohen Gadol. That's the Kohen Gadol. Let me just do a few more lines, then I'll pause and we'll take some questions. Okay, the Ika to Amri, others say, Amarle, that Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Zakkai, Anishone Amav Me'amav, Amav Me'amav. In other words, it could have said, him betulat amav. Betulat amav means the betula of his nation. He says, but it says betulat ne amav. He says, labi betula haba'am yishnei amanin, umiyam sheish bo shnei amanin. So he says, now here, mishnei amanin, one second. Yeah. So mishnei amanin, this is more explicit than the previous braisa. So. In other words, here he's saying betula haba'am yishnei amanin, it means from a bas Yisrael and a here amoni, umiyam sheish bo shnei amanin, and from a nation that has two nations, in other words, different din for the men and different din for the women. In other words, this price is more explicit. It's saying the same thing as the previous price, but explicitly is saying that the Kohen Gadol can marry the daughter of where the mother and father are Amonim, but he can also marry the daughter if the father's an Amoni and the mother's a Bas Yisrael. He says, okay, Bad Amri Giyort Mi Kana Betula, and you say, Giyort Mi Kana Betula. Okay, now, let me just pause for a second. I did a lot, but it's not so much, okay? Okay, just one second. So again, it means like this. Mara said that Ula quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying about Geramoni Kshir Lakuna, the daughter of a Geramoni is Kshir Lakuna. So it came out in the end that what Rabbi Yochanan meant, and the Gemara only figured this out after a Shaka Bataria, that if the father's a Geramoni and the mother's Bas Yisrael, even though the parents did not aveira by marrying, the daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen. And it comes out even a Kohen Gadol. That's what Rabbi Yochanan taught. And then the Gemara says, so where does Rabbi Yochanan get that from? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan learned to Braisa. The Braisa says, Amav me Amav. If the Torah could have said, Kim betulat Amav, betula of the Jewish people he should marry. It says, betula me Amav, from his people, meaning it's not all his people. It's like a mixture. So betula me Amav. So even if the father is a Geramoni and the mother is a Bas Yisrael, he, the Kohen Gadol, can marry her. Okay, that's basically what we learned so far. Okay, who's got questions, comments, anything we did so far?
I do. Before you
okay, get 1 minute, Bern. Yosef's got a question. I'll come to you. Okay, go ahead.
Why was his father the convert and the mother
the convert? Why is that more of a Chiddush? Yeah. Because the one's doing an Aveira, one's not doing an Aveira. Okay. So Yosef asked why does it say where one's a convert and one's a regular Jew as opposed to the both being Amonim? So I said one involves an Aveira. Okay, what's up, Fern? What do you got for me? I can't hear you. Scream.
I just have to unmute. Okay. Is the standard different between being able to marry into the Kahal from this Amon Amoni and Moav Moavi and the Gerim than it is to marry into the Kahuna? It sounded like it wasn't, and then we just flipped
In other words, to marry in Kahuna, it's more restrictive to marry a Kohen. Like, right, like a Gioret is not allowed to marry a Kohen, right? A Gioret can't marry a Kohen. So,
right, here, I understand that.
Yeah.
But in the beginning of this whole Shakla Bataria, they were talking about whether she could come into the Kahal, and then
That's the Ger herself. Now we're talking about the daughter.
So the daughter, there's no question about the Kahal, just the Kahuna.
The only thing is that it's not so simple because the parents committed an Aveira. And you have an Almana with a Kohen Gadol, so the daughter can't marry Shevet Kuna. But here they can, because the Gemara has a little bit about Mayama. Okay, I got to move on. I apologize. Let me cover some more ground, and then if I have time, I'll come to you, okay? So let's finish, and then we'll see how much time we got. Let's go slowly. Okay, now. Right, one minute. Now, okay, now we're up to five lines above where it gets wide. Ulahak Lishna, meaning according to the second version of Rabbi Yochanan, which was explicit that if the father, according to the second version, it's very explicit that if the father is a Ger Amoni and the mother's a Bas Yisrael, the daughter could marry Sheva Kuna. Ulahak Lishna, Bat Mitzri Sheni, the Kher Lakuna Menale. So according to that second version, how would I know that a Bat Mitzri Sheni would be Kasher Lakuna? Now, Bat Mitzri Sheni would be where the father was a Mitzri Sheni, and let's say the Mitzri Sheni illicitly married a Bas Yisrael. In other words, it's a similar situation, not identical. So in other words, an Amoni is never allowed to marry Klal Yisrael. A Mitzri Sheni also can't marry, but his progeny could marry. But how do I know, let's say I have a Mitzri Sheni married a Bas Yisrael, how do I know that his daughter is Kasha Lekuhuna? So B'chi Tema, the Aleph Me'amoni, Shinasah Bat Yisrael. So let's say he just compares. Amoni marries a Bas Yisrael, the daughter can marry Kuhuna. So the Mitzri Sheni marries a Bas Yisrael, the daughter can also marry Kuhuna. Ma'al Amoni Shinasah Bat Yisrael, Shkina Kibbut Mutarot. He says, yeah, but the Amoni is a little different. The Amoni did marry, and he did commit an Aveira, but the Amonim, from the get-go, the females are allowed to marry Klal Yisrael, so maybe that cuts someone more favorably. So Mitzrim, you know, both the Mitzri and the Mitzri can't marry. So Mitzri Sheni, Shnasa Mitzri Sheni, Yochia. So the Gemara says, let's say if I take a Mitzri Sheni and he marries a Mitzri Shnia, so the daughter could marry into Kahuna, and even though they can't do it, so it shows that it doesn't make a difference that that the mother can't marry into Shebekuna. Mala Mitzri Sheni, Shasa Mitzri Shnia, can imbia to Baveira. But that case, there's no Aveira that's committed. In other words, Mitzri Sheni marrying a Mitzri Sheni, there's no Aveira with that. He says, but here, with the Mitzri Sheni marrying a Bas Yisrael, there's an Aveira. So Amoni Shasa Bas Yisrael Yochiach, the Amoni that marries a Bas Yisrael will prove that even though there's an Aveira, just look marry in. The Gemara goes through like a Bamei Hatzad, that between those two halachot, between the Mitzri Sheni and the Shenit, and the Amoni Sheni and the Bas Yisrael, I can derive that the Mitzri Sheni who marries Bas Yisrael, that the daughter can marry Shevet Kuna. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, I need to Shemana Lei the Rabbi Huda, the Amar, Amav Me'amav, Lo Yudana Ma'ika Amar. Rabbi Yosef says, oh, this must be when I heard Rabbi Huda saying once, Amav Me'amav, I didn't know what he was talking about, Bistama, that's what he was talking about. Okay, now, the third wide line on Ayin Zavin Beis. He asked Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel Bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Hachi Tana Kameh. He says, this is what, in other words, before we had that Rabbi Zakkai taught a brisa in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zakkai repeated a brisa before Rabbi Yochanan. He says, this is the way the brisa was put, not the way we had above. He says, Now, we don't understand this brisa, and we must be patient. Isha moni is ksheira, but this we know already. It means that Amoni can come into Klal Yisrael. In other words, the daughter of an Amoni is an Amoni sheni. He can't come to Kahal. Ubi tame Amoni ksheira. Her daughter from an Amoni is ksheira. So this, we'll see, the Gemara will explain. Ramurim ba Amoni. We're talking about where both parents converted. So we don't understand this brisa, and the Gemara is going to explain. So Amar Lei put Tani Lebra. So Yochanan told the Tana, go take that brisa, teach it outside the base medrash. It's not a reliable brisa. He says, Maida Amar Isha Amoni Ksheira. Now we're taking out each line of the brisa. So when you said Isha Amoni Ksheira, that's Amoni below Amoni. That's fine. In other words, the first halacha is that which we learned from the Mishnah, we went over, that only an Amoni is prohibited by Kal, not an Amoni. Fine. The name Amoni Pasol, Amonihu, that makes sense. So in other words, if an Amoni has a son, so he's also an Amoni. So he can't come with Kal either. Ubi Tame Amoni Ksheira. Now, her daughter from an Amoni is Ksheira, Lamai. Elim Laboba Kahal, Hashta, Ima Ksheira, Hashta, Imakshera, Himibaya. In other words, if you're talking about just the garden variety of Kambakahal, so we said that even Amoni can even marry Bakahal. So here, if the mother's of Bas Yisrael, so certainly the daughter can marry Bakahal. El Lekuhuna. So we're talking about to marry the Kuhuna. So, I didn't say something right. Wait. So we're not talking about Bas Yisrael yet. We're just talking everybody's an Amoni. Let me go back. So let's go back. So you want to say he's like this. I'm going to take it from the top again. Okay. So the Gemara says on the third white line. Kiyat Rav Shulam Bar Yehuda Amar Hashem Tanu Kamei. Yishamoni Kshera Ben Amoni Pasol. Yishamoni Kshera Ben Amoni Pasol. Bitam Amoni Kshera. When we're worrying about Amoni Ben Amoni Chen Kairo, Bitam Amoni Pasol. So Amar Lei, Put Tani the Bra. My Darman Isha Amoni Kshera. She said, an Ammonite, you know, convert is Kshera. That's Amoni Ben Amoni Pasol. Bename Amoni Pasol. If the Ammoni and the Ammoni both convert and they have a son, he's Pasol. The Ammoni, fine. Ubitame Ammoni Kshera. Her daughter from the Ammoni is Kshera. The daughter from the Ammoni is Kshera. The Mai. Elaim of the Boba Kahal, Hashta, Ima Kshera, Himibayas. So what does it mean that she's Kshera? So if it means to come Bakahal, so even the mother can come Bakahal, certainly the daughter could. El the Kahuna. So it's on Bakuna. When we're in Ammoni, Ammoni, Shinif Gairu. So in other words, if both parents converted, the daughter can marry a Kohen. Ubitame Ammoni, Sula, but then it has the last line. Bitam Amoni Sula, my Bitam Amoni, Ilema Amoni, Shna Samoni. Because both of them are converts, and Giyorit Mikana, the same things before, and Amoni Shna Sabai Tzro. In other words, we think the last phrase in the Brisa we think means that that the mother was a Bas Yisrael, she married an Amoni, and they have a daughter, and that the Brisa is paskening that she can't come to Kal. So he said, Amalei Tani the Brat. He said, outside the base Spanish, I don't think that's reliable Braisa, because indeed, Reb Yochanan learned that they could marry the Kahal. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, and anything we did so far? Somebody didn't want somebody else to something? Who I held somebody up before? Wait. So when you say that only the men, right? So that's the way. It should be other women or not be other women? Why should it not be other? Why not? No. Again, Gemara says Ashlokim Lucham Alakam Mayim. That's only by Amon Moab. Gemara says it by the Mitzrayim. It doesn't say that. But it only said. No. In other words, women don't go out. They don't go out in the whole olam. But and again, the Torah only prohibits the Misrim and the Adomim. They can convert to Judaism, but only for two generations they can't marry Bakal. The third generation can marry Bakal. But again, it's Machlok and Mishnah, whether it's men or and women or only men. But I didn't hear the line of argument what you're saying. I got to move on. Let's just try to wrap up the doc now. Okay. So now, the Mishnah said Mitzri va'adamin and a certain b'chuli. So the Tana Mishnah said that Reb Shimon permits the nekevot miyad. In the Mishnah, the Tana Reb Shimon permits a Mitzri, a ger that's a Mitzri, or a ger amonit to marry Bakal right away. And he has a Kavachomer. And the Kavachomer is, if I see by Amon and Moav, the men are prohibited, in perpetuity, but the women can marry Bakal. So by the Mitzri and the Adomi, that the prohibition is only for two generations, the third generation could marry Bakal. So certainly the women should be permitted to marry right away. That's what Reb Shimon says. So the Chachamim said, So Chachamim said, "Malachah nekabel l'dinei shuvah." The Chachamim said, "If you have a malachah that should be seen in this way, fine. But if it's just your own svara, we have what to respond." And he says, "Lo ki halacha miyomir." And he says, "No, I'm saying halacha." Okay, he says back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Mitzri v'adamiyanos and v'chulei." So my shuvah. So what response did the Chachamim have to Rabbi Shimon's kavachomer? Rabbi Shimon's argument is that the mitzri and the female mitzri and the adami should definitely be permitted to marry Bakal. Amar Rabbi Barachan of Yochanan, Mishadiku Neymar, a riot Yochiku. So I could bring a riot from a riot that it's not that way. He says, So Asar Bahena Alan Shoshadoro, the Chatzkar Machana Kevot. You see, by a riot, let's say the person's not allowed to marry his daughter or his granddaughter, but the great granddaughter and Tintori he can marry. It only goes down two generations, three generations permissible. But the prohibition in the first two generations is male and female. So I see there's another model in the Torah. There are prohibitions in terms of marriages and relationships that apply to male and female and only go for two generations, not third generation. Mala rayot king karet. So he says, yeah, but a rayot, there's a chiv karet that's involved with this. Here, there's no chiv karet, so is it right to be madam milta milta? So mamzer yochiv. So mamzer has no, has mamzer applies to men and women, and there's no chiv karet. So I see this applies to men and women. Mala mamzer shkin ru the bobakali olam. But a mamzer can never be mentioned the kahal. So a rayot yochiv. So the key is that I see prohibition that applies to male and female equally. Okay, now the Gemara. So that's the counter argument that the Chachamim make to Reb Shimon. So now the Gemara, on behalf of Reb Shimon, argues Mala Sadash Hashem Shkeni Yesh Behen Sad Karei. But at the end of the day, there's an element of Karei. In other words, with the mamzer, to create the mamzer, you did a yisur karet, and with a rayot, you also have a chiyuv karet. So if you're learning a din, and the din is based on a rayot and a mamzer, but it's teaching me that men and women, you know, are the same, that doesn't necessarily carry over to another prohibition, as in the mitzri and the adomi, there's no chiyuv karet involved. Rabbanan, mechal al defai b'yesei, and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. So the chachamim who disagree with Reb Shimon, they learn it out in like their mitzareif, the din of a chalal, a chayvi essay, like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says. So this is, let's say a Kohen Gadol, let's say he marries a woman who's not a grusha and not an almana, but she's not a betula. How so? In other words, he marries somebody who was seduced by somebody, or somebody who rapes somebody. And so he has an offspring with that person. So he, the father, was only violating an essay. He only violated an essay. Kim betulam imab kaki shah. But according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, the offspring is a halal, or a halal or a halal, whether it's a man, a male or female, it's a halal. So you see that you can have a halal, even though results, whether it's even though it's from a chiyuv, from an Easter essay, a halal. So he's been sorry for that with the other arguments. Okay, now, umay lo ki, so in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon says low key. He says Hachi Kamalu, Ladidi Lo Sfirli Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. He says, look, Reb Shimon says, I know your argument. I don't hold from Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, so I don't have any problems with that. Ladidhu the Sfirli from Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, but according to you, you hold from Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. You think you have a whole argument to counter my argument. Halacha Niomer. I'm saying Halacha Lo Shemi Sinai, that the Mitzrit and the Adomit are allowed to marry right away. So Tani, we learn the Brisa. Amar lehen Reb Shimon, in the Brisa, Reb Shimon says to the Chachamim, halacha niomer. I'm saying, it's like similar to what we had before with the Moavit and the a Moavit, below Moavit. He says, halacha niomer, but od mikra mesayen. In addition to which, I have a pasuk that supports what I'm saying. Banim velo banot. It says, banim asher yavodu lehem dor shlishi yavod lehem bakal. The sons that they give birth to can come bakal. So it's sons, not daughters. That's what Reb Shimon says. So Tan Rabbanan, we learn the Brisa. Banim v'lo banot divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says banim, not banot. Amar Reb Yehuda, hariyu omer banim asher yivaldu lahem dor shlishi. The sons that are born to them, ketuv t'lam b'leida. The Torah is emphasizing the aspect of leida and is alluding to the fact that even the females are included. That's what he takes. Now, Amar Reb Yochanan, yilavda Amar Reb Yehuda ketuv t'lam b'leida. So, if were not for the fact that Reb Yehuda says that the prohibition exists, and it was to come to kahal, not just a mitzri, but a mitzri as well, and the not just an adomi, but an adomi. So he holds both. So Elav Damar Yehuda Tiflam Beleda L'Matzayi Dabar Glav Beit Medrash. He wouldn't have been able to make his way into the base medrash. It means there would have been a lot of arguments against him. Why? Kivan Damamar Kal Geir Mikal. So this relates to Asra Yuchsin, which is Daf Yomi in about a year from now. Like when it says Lo Yavo B'Kahal, who's quoted the Kahal? So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says Kahal Geirim Ikri Kahal, that the community of Geirim are part of Klal Yisrael. So if somebody can't marry in the Kahal, they can't marry a Geir or a Gior either. That's the way the Tana Rabbi Yehuda learns. So the question is going to be, who is a Mitzri Sheni supposed to marry? In other words, Mitzri Sheni can't marry a Geir, according to must marry somebody who's Jewish. But fortunately, Rabbi Yehuda said that the Mitzri is not allowed to marry a regular Jew. So he can marry, that would be the perfect Shidduch. So he says here, So top line that I said I'm not. Okay, one second. It could be, but then nobody stopped first choice. Mitzvi Sheni by my guitar. So that was a Mitzvi Sheni, you know, who's he going to marry? So Dilma, the Avar Benassi. In other words, who's he going to marry? His child can come a Kahal, but how does he ever have a child? He's got nobody to marry. He can't marry anybody. She says, so Gemara says, Dilma, the Avar Benassi. Maybe the Torah is saying that if he transgressed and married a Bas Yisrael, that the offspring would be the Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, the Elo, I'm sorry, Benassi, the Elo, Tatib Kro. He says, I'm sorry, the Avar Benassi, the Elo, Tatib Kro, Kitib Kro. In other words, the Torah doesn't talk about people who are transgressing mitzvot. So when the Torah describes what to do, it's not saying that you're going to do the Aveira. In other words, you're not going to do the Aveira. So the Gemara says, Hare Mamzer, Di'i, the Katekra. But a Mamzer, the Aveira was definitely done, and the Torah writes about it. Di'i, the Isura, Kata. If it's a Di'i, but in other words, if the Torah is teaching an Isura, it's an Ekanami. That's it by Mamzer. Here, the Torah is saying that the third generation can become a Kahal. So he says, So he doesn't say, like, if you do an Aveira where it's just for Heter. The Gemara says, Hare Maksir Grushato Tegila Hetera. So let's say a person was married to a woman. She married somebody else. And then this other woman, then he takes back his original wife. So Chazal have a drasha that she's a Toiva, but the children are not Toivim. In other words, he was Maksir Grushato. So the Torah says she's a Toiva, but the Gemara darshes out, she's a Toiva, like an abomination. But the children are not Tovim. They're okay. So he says, the Ila Hetera Patapta. So it's they're doing an Aveira, but it's being a Hetera and they wrote it. Hatam Shem Ikar Isur Hu Patapta. In other words, over there, the Torah wrote, Ikar Isur is don't marry her. That's what the Torah is saying. That's a Toiva. Don't marry her. That's what the Torah is saying. So over here, though, the Torah is saying, so he says, if the Torah teaches me that the third generation of Mitzrayim, Mistama, It means the mitzri could has the mitzri chain that they can marry. Okay, who's got questions, comments to us on anything we did so far? No, can't marry an Evan. Can't marry an Evan. So the only one that you see if you don't hold like the Tana Reb Yehuda, which is the way we would hold the halacha, you can marry a ger and a giore. You can marry giore. But Rabbi Yehuda holds the Giyarit as part of Klal Yisrael, the regular part, so he can't marry them. So there's nobody left for him to do. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that he can marry the Mitzri Cheney. But if the Mitzri Cheney can marry within the rest of Klal Yisrael, it means that there won't be many Mitzri Cheney around to marry. That's the thinking. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, so let me say again, repeat.
How would Cheney be able to marry
Yeah, cannot. So he's saying, but in other words, he can marry a Mitzri Cheney, and normally would say to marry Giyoret. Rabbi Yehuda says he can't marry Giyoret, but he, fortunately he holds that the Mitzri Cheney can't come Bakal, so he's got the shit up. They'll have the singles for like the Mitzri, the Abdomen. Okay, let me just end recording 1 second.